goes me to town if I have to go.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
I'm trying to figure out a couple purchases that showed up on my credit card, and the gal I had talked to previously helped me with the first one, but I didn't make that purchase anyway. And then there's a second one on my account on 613 that I'm trying to find out what it is.
Sir, are you back?
Yes.
I don't know what happened there, but I totally lost you. Let's go back here and see. It disappeared from all my information. Disappeared. I think my computer went down. Let's see if we can get this pulled back up for us here.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, and my computer said it lost connection. So let's try this with your zip code, please.
Okay, 99006.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Ronald Bassen. B as in boy, A-S-S-E-N.
Here we go. It came up for us. Yes, sir. And can you verify? Well, I can verify your address for you. 5682 West Scotts Valley Road, Deer Park.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I'm pulling your account up now. And it's coming slowly but surely. It's having to reload itself. Okay, I promise it's here. We go. We're good now. Yes, sir. I do see where it was someone was entering the sweepstakes to possibly win the toolbox, sir, and that you were charged the $5.74 for the entry into the sweepstakes for the toolbox. I do see it was a free welcoming gift into the Consumer Gadget Club, and you were wanting, she refunded the $56.95. Is that correct? No,
I wanted all. What's the 690? What's the 56.95 for?
Okay, yes, sir. That would get to a $125 gift card to our Consumer Gadget Club. It's a shopping membership for you to pick out a gadget each month.
That.
Okay, so you're wanting a refund for 56.95 and 574.
Yes.
Okay, and you never entered any kind of sweepstakes for a toolbox?
Nope.
Okay. Yes, sir. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad.